From our New York studios up in Harlem, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Okay, listen, morning, ladies Jackie. Out there. Hi, Jay. Most of us made resolutions for 2016, right? Topping the list for many of us is finally getting those finances together. But turning things around, it's possible. But you have to know what to do. I'm going inside her story with financial expert Marcia Barnes, founder of the Finance Bar, which, Tom, is the first educational personal finance hub on wheels. She actually travels around in a old school bus, giving people financial advice. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's talk about getting ladies started with turning their finances around. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Okay, let's jump into it because this can be overwhelming and intimidating for a lot of women out there. Where do we start?
Well, I would have to say that's an awesome question, Jackie. So the first place that you would need to start is by identifying where you are compared to where you would like to be. So as an example, if you're challenged with saving money, how much have you already saved or not? Do you have anything saved? The same goes for debt. Many people are feeling overwhelmed and consumed by debt. So you should work to really understand exactly how much debt you have. And this also works for your credit score. So what's your current score and what reflects on your credit report? This is all part of the background work that needs to be done before you dive in to work on a strategy.
Okay. Let's start with the credit. If you have really bad credit, how do you turn that around?
Well, I think number one, Jackie, and most people know this, is to make on-time payments. That's key. That's the easiest thing.
That seems so simple.
Yeah, it's so simple. So for a lot of people, they think, I want to get out of debt. I want to get my credit in order. But just making your payments on time, and that's even if it's a minimum payment, make that payment because that really counts. So that's very important. And then secondly, I would have to say underuse credit. And what this means is that ideally you shouldn't use more than 30% or even less of your available credit limit at any given time. Because what credit bureaus would like to see is that you can responsibly manage and balance your credit. So if you have a credit card with an available credit line of $5,000, you wouldn't want to use more than $1,500 of that limit at any
time.
They didn't want me to spend the $1,500. Just give me $1,500.
Go ahead, Marcia, your last point for credit.
And then lastly, if you do have a balance on any credit card, it's super important that you're paying it off every single month. So remember that credit is to be used when it's really needed, not as a loan. Therefore, that means you need to use it for that moment and then pay it off within a month. It doesn't need to be spread over a period of time like a typical loan would be. So easy tip.
Is it good to set up automatic payments?
Absolutely. Yeah, set it up and then forget
Sybil.
It. But what I will say about setting up automatic payments is that you still want to check on that periodically.
Sure.
Because once you get accustomed to setting things up and then you never go back to look at it, you don't want to do that because you don't know what's happening with your credit cards and things of that nature. Has your interest rate increased? So even though you set it, you want to at least once a month go back in and just check to make sure that everything is still how you left it.
Okay,
who's
now
better
you
with
say
money, men or women?
One more time, I missed that.
Who's better with money, men or women?
Oh, I would have to say women.
Answer that for you, Jay. Okay.
I'm shocked. Really
okay, Marcia, talk about a spending plan. You say it's really important to understand the importance of it.
Yeah, it is because a spending plan is nothing more than a budget. And some people run from that word because it feels restrictive. However, it's pretty difficult to understand where your money goes if you don't have any direction for it. It's just like a GPS. And here's the thing about a budget or a spending plan. It still allows you to run around and have fun. There's just perimeters around it to keep you safe. So all women need one. And there's a place for every single dollar that you make. And that allows you to not only pay yourself, but to pay your monthly expenses. You're paying.
Can we still get our hair done? Can we still hair?
Absolutely.
What's up with the hair, Marcia?
What percentage do you pay yourself?
I say if you can at least pay yourself 10%, start there, and that's very low, and then increase it as you go. So you'll hear many people that may say, well, 15% is where you need to start. No, you need to start where you can afford to start at the moment, but you definitely need to start.
What about God's money?
Be quiet. What about, you know what, Marsha, what I want to ask you about, I was joking about hair, but I'm kind of serious. What about, you know, women out there that need to live more frugally? Yeah. You know what I mean? But you want to, you know, you got to get your hair done.
You got to have your regular shoes. You know, you get your nails and your, you know, all that other stuff.
What about that maintenance?
Well, you can. There's still a place for maintenance. So even when you budget, you have to realize is that a budget allows you to outline everything. So it's your lifestyle. It's still a spending plan. So if you say that, well, you know, well, I don't cook. I go out to eat. Okay, well, there's a certain percentage, you know, for you to be able to go out to eat. That's just like your groceries because you're not cooking. Same thing for personal expenses like your hair, nails. Or if you say every month I want to go out and buy a pair of shoes or two, well, that needs to be in your budget. But at the same time, you can't forego having money in your savings account because you want to go out and buy shoes and get your nails done and buy clothes. Because what happens when life hits you? And when I say life hits you, that could be a job loss, you get sick and you can't work, whatever that looks like. And that is just the reality of life. So a balance of a budget or a spending plan helps you just to line all those things out.
How early are we teaching our children this? Should we be doing this?
Oh, we definitely should be teaching our children. I would say as early as 5 years old. As soon as they know that what money does or you can spend money, take them to the grocery store with you. Let them start to pick out things in the grocery store and let them see how much things cost. Mm. That's allowing them to see, oh, this costs more than that.
And
this
not just to the ATM.
Right.
Money comes out of that machine right there.
Right.
Well, Marsha's website is thefinancebar.com. How are things going with the Finance Bar, Marsha?
It's wonderful. I'm having an amazing time. But more so, Jackie, I'm amazed that I'm able to help the community. So it's awesome.
Do you at least get a good beverage out of this?
It is a bar.
It's not that kind of bar.
Come on.
After you finish your finances, you may need one.
Have a cocktail. Marsha Barnes, thank you, lady.
Thank you for having me.
Great job.
Bye-bye.
All right, Jackie.